All right, ladies and gentlemen, Until the Kick Is Out, episode 8, going live in 3, 2, 1, 0.5, 0.
Hi, I'm Nikki France.
And I'm Simone Reddington.
And we are coming to you live from the Wild Style Network at the Salisbury Center Podcast Studio in our sweet little town of Manassas.
Until they kick us out.
And it's been like 4 weeks.
And we actually got that one. Yay.
Yeah.
I know. Do you remember what to do?
Who are you? Who is this strange woman? No, I don't remember anything. We had our last episode in October, and we were like, oh, we probably won't
October 21st.
Yeah, we probably won't do one again until after the election. Then it was Halloween, and then things have come up.
It's been wild.
Yeah, I had an illness in our family, and we've been very busy with that. But with that, what I want to say is thank you so much to a dozen people that I've seen in the last month, maybe more like 20 or 25 that they literally have been like, when's the next one?
Yeah.
When are you guys going back in?
People are clamoring for us. Yeah, it feels good to be wanted.
That's a big word. But I don't claim. But Jeremy Rude, he was like in the salon the other day. He's like, when are you guys going to go in? And he's so sweet. But just anyone that's just taken a second out of their day to be like, oh, we can't wait to hear the next one. Well, here it is.
Here we are.
And we're live.
Episode 8. We're live.
And it's horrifying.
And we've forgotten how to do everything.
Yeah. What's a podcast?
Well, I don't know. We're about to show everybody.
Thankfully, in my darkest days, my partner / one of my best friends in the world now, Simone, is able to do this kind of stuff when I absolutely can't. But yeah, she's got a lot of great stuff for us to talk about today. So let's hear it.
Yeah. And first, let's talk about our t-shirts. You don't have a great angle for mine, but mine is, I just blocked it again. Here, let me just stand up.
Roars, five cents to $1 store. There's the back of it. Turn back around.
Roars.
It says your old town variety store in Old Town Manassas. Your old time variety store in Old Town. Oh, he's zooming in on your boob.
Okay. Now zoom out. Far out. Yeah, these are for Chip. Told me about them. You can get them at the pottery store. And I just love it. Chip Roars Five and Dime. I have fond memories of shopping there with Girl Scouts for Christmas presents and the Five and Dime.
So you can get them at Manassas Clay for how much? Did you remember?
I don't know. Oh, I can't remember. Yeah. But I went into Manassas Clay.
You can get them there.
The same day as the Veterans Day Parade. I popped in there, grabbed us some shirts. You're wearing your J.E. Rice shirt. I
can't
love it.
I can't find my Roars shirt that she gave me because what was that?
Okay. Are we still live?
Do we have power?
We're still live. I don't know what that was. That was something on a different system, but we're
Should
still
we
live.
Pray?
Yeah.
That was Nana.
Oh, there it was. The ghost, 1,000%.
What time is it? 4:21. I'm wearing my J.E. Rice shirt. Speaking of Nana, Nana loved J.E. Rice. She lived in a house right behind it. And literally, she would go there for anything. And
if they didn't sell it at J.E. Rice, it just.
She didn't make it. but so I'm wearing my so I went and bought this shirt, and then 6 weeks later they announced they were closing. But I just bought it because they said on Facebook that they had them, and so now I'm super.
You have your cute cut to it too. I just had you fold my sleeves so I could be a little fancy.
Yeah, we're cool.
Yeah. We've had stuff going on, and
Halloween.
I scared kids. I've come to the conclusion that I do not like to be scared. I do not like the feeling of being scared. I don't like to be chased. I don't like to compete in games. I'm really very only childish.
Yeah.
But I love to scare the crap out of people. Mm-hmm. I was chasing people. I was screaming in their faces.
What were you dressed up as again? You had an apron?
Yeah, it was kind of like a mortician, nun, zombie, something. Yeah. I don't know. Lots of fake blood. Yeah. Better Homes and Gardens has a fantastic
recipe.
Yes, for all sorts of, if you need blood splatter, if you need edible blood, if you need blood dripping, if you need blood for clothes, they have all
Simone
the different.
Simone Reddington Core is Better Homes and Gardens showed me exactly, precisely how to
it
get
looks
this
so
blood
good.
Splatter.
It looks so good. The whole time I kept saying to Dave Potts, I was like, do I need more blood?
Martha Stewart's blood splatter.
It was awesome. That is so awesome. Yes, I do love to scare people. That's my jam. That's my wheelhouse.
Yeah. Halloween was great. It was nice and warm. I love a warm Halloween. I don't think we're going to be around on this earth much longer, but I love a warm Halloween
for the next few.
It was great.
It was very, very windy. There was a lot of set issues for our haunted house, the Potts' haunted trail. And then we had, I went to a Veterans Day ceremony.
Yes.
We had the Veterans Day parade, Veterans Day ceremony. That was wonderful because I got to see Tom Osina and Ashley Hutchinson.
Congratulations.
I am so sorry that I butchered that. But Ashley, especially, congratulations to her because she is the youngest city council member in Manassas, for Manassas.
Like, congratulations.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had our election, and unfortunately, Team Tang did not win.
We're winners always, though.
We are winners always. I have so much respect for the candidates, and I mean, everybody that put their heart and soul into it. It's a lot. And then to win and have to go to all those meetings. You know how I feel about meetings.
I know you don't like those. But you know, I was talking to one of the guys on Tang's team, and he was telling me that, you know, whatever happens, he's like, I have been down streets in this city that I have never been down. I have talked to people that I would never have the opportunity to talk to otherwise. And he's like, whatever comes out of this, I don't care. He's like, because I just feel like now I have these connections I've never had before. And also, I love you, Stephen Kent.
I love Stephen Kent.
And Mel Kent.
And Mel and Sophie. God. Yeah. And they're rock climbing.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
He described it. He goes, running for office is a public service. Is that, I believe that's how he put it. And I just love that because it's like, who, you know, you put yourself out there, you get your ideas out there. And so I just have like so much respect for that. And just like, Stephen, we'll see you in a couple years.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, don't stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
As George Ellis would say, keep your foot on the
gas. Keep your foot on the gas.
Keep your foot on the gas pedal.
I saw them. I went to, now I'm going to GOP meetings. I have found some people that I just love. Dion's, I know, I saw Dion. I gave him a little. Yes, I went to that the other night, and all the candidates were there, and they were just all, I'd be up there cussing and being like, they're just all so gracious and nice and wonderful and wonderful people and their families.
Dana Miles.
Yes, she did get a seat on the school board. Yeah. Very exciting.
Love her. She's so sweet. And just like, I love her energy.
Yes.
You know, and she's a teacher. Like, she's in the trenches. Like, that's exactly, I love it.
She's awesome. Yeah, so I saw Tom and Ashley at the Veterans Day ceremony, which was awesome. Should have brought a tissue. Was bawling my eyes out. Sat there with my girlfriends, Janet, and
Miss Edie. How many people did you feel like were at that?
To be honest, I don't know. Maybe like 30 or 40 people. There was a good crowd.
Yeah, because I feel like I talk about the Veterans Day parade and to like clients, because honestly, that's who I talk to. And they're like, what? And I just, I'm like,
the Veterans Day parade was packed.
Sure.
The ceremony was a week later at the Harris Pavilion. And even that was, there were a lot of people there.
Yeah, I just,
it was a beautiful ceremony.
I know the parade does what does well, but I'm like, I just think in general, it could do better. And like, we just need to get the word out. Cause I know people don't even know about it. Veterans that would love to go. And you know, people that had parents that are, grew up in the area.
I'm always so emotional. But it's such
ceremony,
a beautiful.
Like, describe that.
The ceremony was actually put on by the American Legion Post 10. I had met Greg Nice through just in the past couple of months. And he actually was the one a few years ago. Do you remember reading in the newspaper about the effort that somebody was going through to hang flags along Clover Hill Road? I think it was Clover Hill Road.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of back and forth with that. He was behind that. Mm-hmm. So he's just like super patriotic. I do love him. He organized with American Legion Post 10 to put on this ceremony. They had all 50 state flags. I can't remember what that's called. Not the color guard. Maybe the color guard from Stonewall Unity Reed High School. Mm-hmm. Do I sound funny? Because I sound funny to myself.
You sound good.
Okay. And then they just recognized veterans. They had a general came and spoke. It was just really nice.
I love the patriotism and the flags and all of it. And there was a bunch of kids there that was like a junior Marine program. And they were, they were just, it was a wonderful, wonderful program. That's and then great. I spent the rest of the day at the Icelandic Christmas market.
Where was that?
It was in Fairfax at another, at the American Legion in Fairfax. Oh, I don't know what post that was. And I got to see our friend Erna. Erna is the one behind the Viking Festival.
Right.
She is clutch. We need to keep her close.
I mean, that goes back to like episode one and two.
Yeah, I don't think there's been an episode where we haven't mentioned the Viking Festival.
How do we get it back?
I got some Christmas shopping done, and then I got some Icelandic hot dogs. Have you ever heard all the rave about Icelandic hot dogs? I didn't even know that was a thing.
Today's
that they're
the
known
first day.
About for their hot dogs. Yeah. So that was part of the drive, like for me to go up there and do that. Was
Describe.
To the casing, super crunchy. Oh. Like it's like, I don't know how to, so it like pops. But the flavor is more like the most mild kielbasa, maybe. I don't know. It was absolutely delicious. Yeah. So I got a couple of those, brought them home to give to my dad. Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Chuck.
So that was an eventful day.
How do we get an Icelandic hot dog nut?
Iceland. Like, if you've belonged to any of those foodie pages on Northern Virginia Foodies, I think.
Paul Tomaselli.
Yeah. There's one person, Juju, she goes to Iceland a lot, and she's always showing, like, her haul when she comes back, and she brings home these hot dogs. And everybody I know, they post pictures of hot dogs in Iceland. Never thought that was a thing. I thought your only option would be, like, salted dried fish or I just lost my train of thought because I had to think about the fish.
There was a fish there.
I would live on those hot dogs.
Those hot dogs are
That's why they're so popular, is because everybody's eating the hot dogs. They don't eat
Courtney
the fish.
Guess we're going to Iceland.
A lot of people I know travel there a lot. I think it's the prices are reasonable.
Yeah. And I think it's also like a stopover. Like if you're going somewhere in Europe, like you can stop there for like a few hours or a day. Like it became like a hot spot a while ago. Fjord.
Yeah. Do you speak?
I don't know. Whatever. Next thing. Clean up of an ass museum.
We missed the cleanup event the Zach Murphy. Mark Donovan, who you've not met, he's a neighbor. They and Matt Brennan, Mike Freeland, all ripped down the ivy that I'm always talking about that's choking the trees. They went in and did an amazing job behind the museum. And they also killed a bunch of lantern fly eggs. Gross. So I'm sorry you missed that, but we are going to be on top of it. And the next time one comes around, I'll get there because you'll be working.
Or we could try to do it on a see if they can do it on a Sunday, and then I can be there.
Yeah.
Or I can just go rip down some ivy by myself on my time off. Like, that's fine. I'll do that too.
Let me see.
But yeah, that's amazing. He that Zach Murphy, he wants to get things done. He puts his little mind to something, which reminds us we want to do our own cleanup efforts. So I'm gonna talk to him and see if he wants to like get in on something together.
We have to just get our act Sailors. Together. I know he's. Hi, awesome. Jack.
Your next little box here says crime.
Crime.
And
I don't even know if that's a proper, I guess it is. That's a proper section. I don't know. We just have a couple things going on that I wanted to discuss. Like some big, have you heard about that farmer?
Oh, don't even. I'm horrified.
My heart is just broken for the family of Garland Headings and Catlett. He's a 73-year-old man who last week was walking across the street to check his mail and was hit by two cars. They have made one arrest of a man that lives on the street that Jeremy Rude and I grew up on. They arrested him. And
so this happened on Elk Run Road.
Out in Catlett.
Yeah, and I think they said he was walking across to check his mail, and they said he was hit by one car, and then somehow, after maybe it was like down on the road, hit by another car going the other direction, and neither of them stopped.
Freaking assholes.
Neither of them stopped. Live 73 years of your life. Beloved man, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
And you live 73 years of your life.
This picture that was in the article of a neighbor making a speech. And God made a farmer. So God made a farmer. She read that. People showed up. They did a candlelight vigil. The man that they arrested, Dunning, was charged with felony hit and run, involuntary manslaughter, and operating a vehicle without, I think they have a misprint here, without an ignition interlock. Is that one of those blow things?
Yeah, that's a good
interlock.
Interlock. Well, when they said he was charged with operating a vehicle with ignition. So that meant he would have it. So that's a misprint. Just sleaze. It's just gross.
Right. Like what?
The poor family.
Yeah. Like, did you think that they weren't going to catch up to you? Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
I read in this beautiful article. I'll put all the links on our Facebook page. But there was a beautiful article in Fauquier Now, and they talked about the trooper was at the vigil, the candlelight vigil, and they were so grateful that he came because he was the man that delivered Mr. Hedding's boots to the family that night.
Oh my God, Jesus!
Doesn't that just rip out your heartstrings?
Oh my God. I'm so sorry to the family. I've just been seeing so much.
It's terrible.
And I don't know. Did they do like a GoFundMe or something?
I think they did. Okay, they did a GoFundMe for reward money to catch the other.
Nice.
Well, to catch the two people, the two vehicles.
And it's like, how are you, if you're that other person, like, how are you driving around and like living your life? Like, really? Like, you're just like, you know what I mean? Like, turn yourself in, freak. Like, they're going to catch you anyway. But to the family and his loved ones, like.
We're so sorry.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
In other news, this is
pissed me off.
Baffling to me. They have granted bond to Timothy Hickerson, who was arrested in the I don't know what his charges were, but he's arrested in the murder of Shane Donahue 14 years ago. Oh. And I can't believe they did that. I'm kind of baffled because we don't know where the crime occurred. I mean, we don't know how much evidence they have, so we're just speculating.
Because they never really came out and said
what kind of case they had.
Why they arrested him in Florida. I haven't seen that. They just said they had something. His defense attorney said this is a stale case, you know, and it's like not stale for the family. But the judge, as I understand it, gave no reason as to why, like, he set a bond and like let him out, you know.
So he's going to be released to live with his parents until his trial on their, according to the newspaper, 100-acre farm in Noakesville, Virginia.
That's a lot of acres they don't actually own anymore.
I don't know. There was kind of an explanation, but either which way, he will have access to all of that land where, you know, there's rumors that he had told another person that he wanted to dig up a gun a few years. This was like a few years ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that's very irresponsible because who knows what could happen.
No. So he's just going to hang out at his parents' house and he's not allowed to like drink or do drugs or like all this stuff, but like he's gonna be chilling at home.
Yeah,
you know.
So and then the other only other thing was the Mamta Bhatt, her husband is scheduled to start his trial December 9th. Like they're doing everything super speedy. Mm-hmm. And he's charged with concealment of a dead body, so not even like murder.
Yes, they can't because they don't have the body, mm-hmm. but I mean, they have enough to know that, you know.
So that's the latest with our crime report. Oh, there's Erna right there. Viking Festival. I love her. She's the cutest.
Yeah, I met her super briefly. She wasn't wearing like some sort of animal pelt, which I was like kind of like hoping that she would be like having like a pelt and like an axe. And I would just be like, one of those horns.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Maybe next time, Erna.
She was wearing an apron at the Icelandic festival. And she's just a doll.
And so
super cute.
That's it for crime. And we're going to, as soon as we hear anything, we'll post it or we'll talk about it next time. The next box says community.
What is that? What was that?
Community. I don't know. God.
For anybody who cannot see us, Nikki is doing inexplicable hand movements. I don't know if it's sign language. I don't know if she's trying to signal somebody.
I'm not.
If you're being held captive, blink twice.
Community.
Yeah, I wanted to give two shout outs because I think they're very important. It's something that I love every year supporting, at least one of them. The other one is going to be new to me. But we have the, why are you giving me a hard blink?
I saw that look too. I was like, that is.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know what? Let me just do this one here.
not talking about that.
Okay. So back up, rewind this live. I have the most important thing that you as City of Manassas residents, or if you feel somewhere else and feel compelled to give, I have the greatest program. It's the Christmas Chaos sign up through Georgetown South. And it's our little community right here, mm-hmm. right down the street. And they have just a list, hundreds of little kids and their Christmas wish list. And you can, there's a couple of different options. You can sign up and actually adopt a kid for Christmas. Like, you don't have to keep the kid, like, not right. that. But you
home.
Purchase yeah. their items off their wish list, and you don't even have to wrap it. You just drop everything mm-hmm. off with a name at the community center in Georgetown South. It's yeah. easy peasy. But they also have, like, if you wanted to buy specific things that in just general, you can do that. I think they have an Amazon wish list. A couple of different options.
I've done
but
it.
I love that program.
I do, too. I've done it several years, mm-hmm. and I had the best time shopping for the kids.
I know.
Because, like, they'll give you this really detailed list, and it'll be like, girl, and she's 9, and this is her size, and she likes
Paw Patrol.
Yeah. Or like, well, her little brother did.
Yeah.
It'll be like, it was a family and there was 3. And it was like Bratz dolls, leopard print. And I was like, you got it, girl.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but then, like, you know, she wanted a bike and, like, you know, so I had the best time mm-hmm. like shopping for them. But then you're like sitting there and you're looking, you're like, okay, he's 3, she's 7, this one's 9. And you're like, okay, this one has 3 gifts, this one's 3. You know, but it's,
yeah.
so, it's so fun. And then when you
it
go
is
to
fun.
Drop it off, they come out and they, you know, so it is the
if
easiest
you've never,
thing
if you've
to
never
do.
Peeked in the window or in the door when you go for drop off to drop your gifts, it's very... it's humbling and exciting because it's like you feel so grateful to be part of a community that's doing so much for each other mm-hmm. and especially for little kids. Like mm-hmm. no little kid deserves to go without ever. But to see like the row of bicycles, like the bicycle mm-hmm. room, or, you know, it's kind of magical. It's
it
like
is.
Santa Workshop. So
yeah.
I love Meg Carroll. I love what she does. I love how she advocates for all of the residents of Georgetown South. I mean,
she does the most.
She's an amazing person.
She used to come to the salon, like, I mean, like 20 years ago, I think I met her, like when she was still on the force.
Police force.
Yeah. No, but she's fantastic. But this is, so the gifts are due 12/16. Mm-hmm. So that is just
I'll
a
post
little,
the link for the sign
less
up.
Than a month, but
and
it's huge.
Yeah, it's funny. I was actually talking about it with Carol the other day, and I don't think I've ever adopted a boy. I always go for the girls.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm panicked because I don't know what kind of.
I like to get the fam with both so you can buy the fun things. And
I try to find
things.
Sisters.
Yeah.
Just girls.
Like your girl.
That's my. I'm yeah. more comfortable there. So yeah, that is an exciting thing to look out for and an easy way
yeah.
for you to get involved
get
with your community.
Yeah. And anyone that is listening and say you're outside of this area, if you want to do that, please.
You can do their Amazon wish list.
Amazon wish list. If you want to give the things to me, I will drop them off. Like if you don't have time to do it, you can, you know what I mean? Like we can work
oh,
that out.
Oh, happily pick stuff up.
I'll happily do that. Like Simone literally does nothing all day long. So she would be sad.
John, that's not funny. You don't laugh
John
either.
Laughing.
That is not nice, Nikki.
I
she
know.
Works very hard.
I know she does, but it's for the bit. Oh, I care.
For the bit.
No, she's busier than me. I go work doing hair, and Simone's like, I'll look at her location because like she's not answering, and she's like, in like the most random place, and she's like, I got some good info. And I'm like, okay, cool. I bought a painting from Maryland. And I'm like, what the? Like, yeah. So no, she.
Tis devil, my life.
Devil works hard.
Tis my life. And then there's big bombs when, like today, when I couldn't get Nathan's and I want to burn stuff up.
But we had a lobster roll instead.
CJ we did. Fins. CJ just sloping. Huh? Just sloping. Oh my God. He's going to die. I love you, Stevie. We did have a good, that was a really good lunch.
It was a really good lunch. We shared an entree, just so you guys know.
Yeah, we split a lobster roll.
Yeah. And I'm full.
I'm full.
Yeah.
They have good ranch too.
I had a glass of wine.
I wonder if he has. I bet he doesn't have us up there.
Oh, hi, Mike. Never seen this show before. Interesting. Wish my town had a show
this
like
is so
this.
So exciting. A stranger.
Mike, where is your town?
Yeah, let us know where you're from, Mike.
Maybe you
Sanzata.
Need to do a podcast. Mike Sanzata.
You know who I ran into the other day?
Who?
John Philippone. We've got to get him on here.
I know. Well, we've only said it half a dozen times.
We are going to buckle down and get our act together. Yeah, we're sorry. Everybody understand. We are just two middle-aged white women trying to figure shit out.
Getting married soon. Too much.
Oh, like I don't even. We have to sit down and figure out like a schedule too, so
and
we
I'm
can
obsessed
come
with him.
Out
like, I
regularly. That's the first time I ever met him in person.
Big.
I stalked him. Yeah. I stalked him in the bread aisle.
And he's got like just like a bear.
I know.
Like, do you know what I mean?
I know.
He comes in the salon. And I'll come around the corner and I'll be like, because like he's just so like tall and handsome and he's got his like look and everything. And I'm
he
always...
looks like he could just fight off everybody that comes
correct.
Your way.
Yeah, I like to walk behind him.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he's fantastic.
Facebook daddy.
But we do. So yeah, we need to get our list.
Yeah,
of
he put something on the other day about he's from. Mike is from Montana.
Where in Montana?
Oh, that's so, this is so thrilling.
Mike, I have family in Lolo.
Hello?
Lolo, it's outside of Missoula. L-O-L-O.
Laugh out loud.
Yeah. Lolo.
So yeah, we're going to get on that because I love John. I love everything he does. Like he put on something on Facebook the other day. He was like, what veterans want a free meal? And I was like, everybody's, and I'm just like, it's so cute.
Facebook daddy.
Love him. Facebook daddy.
Facebook daddy.
He's awesome.
Yeah. Ooh, shout outs. Shout out number one.
JJ
DJ Entertainment for all of your entertainment needs. So if you need a DJ and you want a photo booth with that DJ and you're having a party and you want a cool guy to come play music there, it's JJ
John
DJ
Caniford is your man.
John Caniford. That's our producer. That's our sponsor. And his wife took a little bit of a spill. About a month ago?
Yeah, it was a month ago yesterday.
I believe it's a day they'll never forget.
Yeah.
And, but she hurt her little anky pretty badly, and she's been through to rehab. She's
we
home.
Won't go into any details, but no. My face can't
crunch,
lie.
Crunch.
It was...
But she's home now, right?
Yeah, she's home. She popped out her talus bone. It, like, flipped 180 and came out the wrong side of her foot.
No.
Yes, now she has an external fixator on her foot. And
like a cage?
Yeah, like a whole cage, like a metal cage, like a shark cage.
How long is that going to be on there?
So it comes out this Friday, and the doctor said I could keep it. I asked him for it, so I'll bring it in. It'll be maybe a prop for the table next time.
If you bring that in here,
I am.
It's going to go through that glass window.
That's funny.
Oh, my
but
skin
Tracy,
feels all tingly.
You've been so strong. And
like, you've still continued to share John with us.
God.
Thank you.
That blows big time. But yeah,
so, Tracy, we got you a surprise. John's coming home with it.
You're getting a present.
She's going to love it.
Look forward.
She's so excited.
Look forward
it's
that,
so exciting.
Girl.
Yeah. I also want to give a shout out to Maria at Tony's Pizza. If you don't know who Maria is, you're not from Manassas.
I
want to
tell
period.
You something. Okay, listen. I saw her at Food Lion on my way here today.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did. And it took everything inside me not to be like, number 45.
Number 87. No, get in line. Like,
I love
Maria. She has this thing that I've only caught on to recently where she makes cakes every Friday and she uses like all the ingredients are from Italy, like the cherries that she uses. They're like crack. I mean, I just could want to pop them all in my mouth.
This
is the Tony's Pizza on in Manassas Junction,
Liberia.
28 in Liberia.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get like last week it was some kind of custardy Italian custard with the cherries and like dark chocolate and so good. Yeah. And then she made like a rum cake with the cherries.
Are these by the slice or full?
You can buy the slice.
Cool. Yeah.
And so, I panicked because you have to get there early. I feel like I'm letting out a secret and everybody's going to be really mad at me because you have to be there early. She sells out. And I called her last week. I was in a panic. I couldn't get there. And I was like, please save me 2 pieces. She's like, I saved those pieces for you.
She's amazing. Oh,
I love you, Maria. I love you, love you, love you.
Yes, me too.
Yeah. And it, like I said, if you don't know who Maria is, and just you're not even from Manassas.
Your whole life here.
It is. Like, I mean, I don't know what to compare it to because it's just such
years,
a
you go
given.
In there, it's her.
There's Maria.
And she looks good.
She looks the same.
She looks the fucking
same. She looks the same. Vampire. How does that happen?
Italian vampire.
That went sideways. Hey, at least she can make some cakes.
She looks good.
Oh my gosh.
So Mike is from Whitefish. I've been to Whitefish. That is beautiful. And Whitefish is one of the places that like people from California are moving. And like it's like the houses, like say in Old Town, like the historic homes are like $2-3 million. Like just ridiculous. Beautiful place though.
That's so fun. Thanks, Mike, for watching.
Mike,
that's so
I
cool.
I bet your town does have probably something like similar to this.
I doubt it. Yeah. They have nothing like us.
They don't have Nikki and Simone. anyway, and then on November 25th.
Happy birthday to you. Oh, 100 years. Imagine all the things that you see after 100 years.
Probably
Dash.
Not much
at all. No,
I'm just kidding. I love you. Bistek.
There's just so much. Yeah. Like, wow, that's a long ass
and like she
time.
Still lives in her home
doing her thing.
Yeah I just love her so much, but
loving
yeah
Mrs.
we're
Leggett.
we're gonna have to take her some stuff that
yes
day.
Ooh, some ding dong ditching.
Yeah, like
I like it.
Yeah, and like but like maybe scare her like you were talking about.
Well,
like
I
you do
scare
her.
I want to scare her.
I'm just kidding. Go.
But no, I like, yeah, we should take some balloons
that
or something.
Morning, yeah.
I want to say hi to Lori, my friend Lori that I met. She does Manassas Therapy Dogs. They travel around. You'll see them. They go to the schools, the libraries, lots of libraries, read to the dogs, fun stuff like that. It's very cute. It's very cute when you see like all these pictures. I was looking at their Facebook page and it's like pictures of kids lying around on the ground listening to somebody read. And they're just like snuggled up with dogs and they like have their winter coat on.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're just all it's very sweet.
I love it.
Very sweet. So hi, Lori.
Love what you do.
Yes.
My big shout out is for one Christina Moore from my workplace and also life of friendship. She is. Christina, like, is so freaking talented, but is always questioning herself. Do you know what I mean? She's always just like, you know, is this right? Is that right? But, like, she knows that she got it, right? So she applied to be a brand educator for Masters of Balayage, also known
as... What does
as,
that mean?
Well... I don't expect
what's
you to know. She didn't know
what balayage.
Zombie is. So balayage is that technique of hair coloring where they paint. And you paint the bottom towards the top. It's not like the foils. It's kind of, I mean, it can be foils. We'll go into it later. But listen, she became a brand educator for the Masters of Balayage. It's a company.
That's
and they go around.
Very exciting.
Educating. They have a product line. It's huge. Like, they are huge. And so she was doing this interview and she was like, I'm going to barf. I'm about to do the interview. I'm going to barf. What should I do? And I'm like, be yourself, queen.
Yeah. And look at what happened.
And she had a meeting with them today and she found out that she got the job. Christina Moore, I love you. Congratulations.
Way to go, Christina.
Oh my God, you know what balayage is? Nerd.
I have no, it sounds like a dance. Balayage.
Balayage.
Like,
take you over by your life. Yeah. Who's Nikki Franklin?
Nikki Franklin. He is a young man. If you live in Old Town Manassas and you randomly hear music kind of just echoing down West Street, Battle Street, Grant Avenue, all that, that is Nikki Franklin. It's a young man. And he sets up his speakers and his instruments, and he just plays music for hours over at the Harris Pavilion. Sometimes it can be very loud. Like, it'll echo off my neighbor's house and come into my house when it's, like, and it'll be kind of eerie because it's oldies, like, you know, like, oldie, like, 50s oldies.
Yeah.
And when that travel, it can just be eerie. But he's, he has, I went up there last night. I go up there every once in a while and just listen to one or two songs and watch him. And he can play his instruments. Like, he was tearing it up on the guitar yesterday. but yeah, he's just a young guy. He's out there. I don't know if it's his dad. There's an older man that works the board and does the stuff. And yeah, it's what are you doing?
He zoomed in on the turkey. Would you compare him to Rob Zombie?
I don't know who that is.
I know you don't, dork.
That was that song.
We're playing Thundercast 65 on the CJ Finn show.
Yeah, CJ Finn's the song music for just one or two songs. I had asked Nikki what we were listening to.
We were just sloping.
Not Nikki Franklin at Harris Pavilion. I had to ask Nikki.
Mike Sanzada, again, randomness of YouTube, was watching one thing and usually
was watching
Tribe
Jess.
Called Jess. So you know what, Mike? I've got your number. You watching the Tribe Called Jess? I've got your number. This is a very different show. I'm glad you like them both. Welcome to the Wild Style Network.
We do offer variety the Wild Style Network.
Yep.
All right. So yeah, Nikki Franklin, I'll post his links too, because if you're wondering where that music's coming from, he does everything from like show tunes to pop to oldies to Elvis to,
I mean,
he's all over the place, plays his guitar.
I haven't caught him up there, but I want to see it.
Yeah. And then hold on, I somehow missed.
Trying to zoom in. She holds the business card up, so that's what I'm zooming into. Not the turkey.
No, the turkey's so better. Cute.
I don't know how I missed this. Did I miss this somewhere? Valerie, I want to point out this adorable bag. Hold on, let me roll back here. This is like the cutest bag ever. I'm gonna. Done with that. God,
I can't want to talk about the turkey.
Look at how cute this bag is.
So cute.
I love this scene. Mm-hmm. So she painted this and then has like some merch. And she also does custom pet portraits. Her name is Valerie Larson. I met her on First Friday when they did the gallery walk. Mm-hmm. She was in Doug's Deli. Mm-hmm. And just, she was so fun to talk to, so sweet. Love this bag. If you like this bag, you can get, she has a bunch of merch at Calico Jacks. Zach Murphy, Christy, Calico Jacks. You can find her stuff there. And I just think that this is the cutest bag ever.
Also,
I just love
like,
this print.
Side note, it's like a really well-made bag.
It really
like, it's
is.
It's not just your random like tote bag or whatever.
I use it all the time.
What of a pull.
So yeah, I don't know where I missed that, but I did miss that. So I'm glad I remembered.
Ice Rink is scheduled to open on November 22nd, weather permitting.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Been a little warm.
Yeah, climate change.
Because we don't have a future on this planet. But I love these warm days. But yeah, so it's going to open at some point.
You know what was funny is they put up the walls or whatever that retaining, whatever that wall is that they put up around the rink. They put that up on Friday. And I noticed it as Mitch and I were walking into town and I said, oh, the ice rink's getting ready to come. And then I noticed and it was full of like little kids. And then I noticed like all these parents were standing around and I think they threw their kids in the playpen.
Oh my God, just dumped them in there. Like, let's go
just
to
go
Finn's.
In there because the ice wasn't on or anything. Yeah. And yeah, so I was like, oh, it's like a big playpen. It was funny.
Well, who's the Bad Press Band?
Bad Press Band. I saw them at my friend Green's, the Green Rock party that I went to where everybody was camping and stuff. They had a bunch of bands and I recognized the saxophone player of Bad Press Band. Yeah. And his name is Doug and he plays the saxophone. I recognized him because he is at a lot of the Tuesday night with Blaine's. Mm. And so he'll play his sax. Like, you know, they just jam on Tuesday night with Blaine. There's no music. They play a song and he'll just kind of pick up the melody and then just go along with his saxophone. He's incredible. But their band is really good. Bad Press Band. They're playing at Sinistral on November 23rd.
I love it. And then Santa Lights Manassas.
See,
which
that's my favorite night of the year.
It's the first Friday in December.
Mm-hmm.
It's
my favorite night. Yeah.
We've talked about it on here before. It is a...
It's very Norman Rockwell. In fact, we had just to go back for a minute, Chip Roar right here. We, along with Miguel and Forrest, were featured in a beautiful article by Hope Seck in the Washington Post about Manassas. Mm-hmm. And I will say, like, I'm very, very, very proud to be a part of that. And I did say in that article how that was my favorite night of the year. Mm-hmm. And it's a very Norman Rockwell, you know, everybody's waiting for Santa to come in on the VRE. Mm-hmm. And then to sit on Santa's lap. He lights the Christmas tree. Everything about it is just wonderful and beautiful. I love it.
The best
love
part
it.
About that article was when my client thought that you and Miguel were married. And I was like,
I love that I own wish. Sandra's Taqueria.
You wish.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine endless salsa? But I love Miguel's wife, Alexandra. She's one of my dear friends. So love pretty. her. She's gorgeous.
Four children. We both four have sons named
beautiful
Theodore.
Boys.
And then following up the from Santa
Day
Light
after.
Manassas is the 78th annual Christmas parade.
78th. Grand Marshal is Lucky Whitehead.
That's so cool.
Which is the only, I think he's the only Dallas Cowboy that I'm allowed to like.
Mm. I saw
coming
him,
from a Redskins family.
He was inducted into Osborne's their Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. I think with Jack Sailors the same time.
Yeah. It was earlier this year, and it was at a game that Osborne playing against Battlefield, and I happened to be there. But yeah, so he's going to be the Grand Marshal, and then we've got Man of the Year is Joe Martin. There's a whole write up on him.
Mm-hmm. And then the only other thing I have to announce is the Manassas Baptist Church Children's Choir. They have a free performance on December 8th, and this isn't like, you know, your kid in the preschool. You know, saying these children audition for the choir. Awesome. They work very, very, very hard, and it's free at Manassas Baptist Church. It's a Sunday. That's and awesome. I definitely will be going to that.
Yeah. And so that's on what? December 8th?
December 8th.
That's awesome. We'll post all this stuff.
Yeah, we'll post all of it. And then given when our next episode is going to be, we'll try to talk about anything.
Yeah.
Reiterate.
Right. And bring it back up. But this Friday, if you want to come to see the Doc Martens and the Flannels is a 90s tribute band, they're going to be here at the Salisbury Center. So check that out. Get your tickets. Come out to that. It starts at 8. I'm sure the doors are a little earlier than that. So come have a drink, have a bite to eat. And then this Saturday.
The day after.
Is something this Saturday. So, you know, whatever, 5 days, 6 days from now. This is interesting because I don't think this happens like a whole lot around here. What?
No, it doesn't happen.
It doesn't.
A lot.
You're right.
Yeah.
No.
It's audio and video flea market. So basically, if you are
equipment.
So if you are a musician and there's all these musicians and people are going to be set up selling their equipment that's like gently used or maybe some of it's new. But if you're looking to like, you know, make your collection of your items bigger, like come down here and it's a flea market. It's a yard sale and they're having it at the Salisbury Center. But yeah, come on down. It's Saturday. It's noon to 5. It starts a little later because musicians sleep in.
I'm so excited for that because I didn't even know about it until a couple days ago. I think Daniel Ruin
mentioned
it.
Yeah, this seems right up
Daniel
your alley.
Ruin. I got so much junk I'm ready
bet.
To bring up. And I hope,
cords
I, hope and I can just leave it here. And be like, yeah, cool, now figure it out.
Just leave it.
Maybe
forever.
It can be like McKay's where there's like that extra pile of like, here, it's just free.
It's just,
at this point.
Just take it for the love of God. But yeah, so that's this Friday and Saturday at the Salisbury Center. And again, I mean, anything that's going on at the Salisbury Center is going to be on their Facebook under the events.
Yeah, because they have the Taylor Swift thing coming up.
That's on the 30th of November.
Taylor
so
Nation.
After Thanksgiving. And I mean, if you are looking for tickets to that, you know, I know you can get them online. I know they have like VIP, like I'm sure there's still a bunch of that left.
Yeah, first 200 people are I think 200 people get the light up LED wristbands. So we got a bunch of those like right here.
Light up LEDs.
So they glow and then kind of go to the music. So they're little wristbands, but they change
through
colors.
Through the screen,
and
it does not look like that.
I wasn't going to say that.
So
weird.
It's going to be really exciting. You guys should,
but that's
you guys
be a
come.
Great night. Yeah.
It's November 29th. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we're bringing, it's the 30th.
Is it the 30th?
It's the 30th. It's that Saturday.
Okay.
I think we're bringing Courtney's niece. And
oh,
so,
cute.
I mean,
should we wear our
all
matching
ages.
Shirts?
What? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's all ages, and I think it's going to be huge. But again, you can see any of the fights.
Super fun.
They're doing. Is your dad, are you bringing him the next fight, the next MMA fight?
I think it's in December, isn't it? Or is it January?
Yeah.
December,
yeah.
I don't think
December.
December.
Yeah, because
December's a good show because it's all pros.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that, I don't know. We'll have to see.
We're going to have to work that out, Chuck.
Yeah. What day? We'll figure out what
we'll
date.
Look at
I'll
it,
look
yes.
at the website.
But this has been amazing. And we're back. Did you guys miss us? And we missed you. Are there any more comments, John, or are we still on the... No more comments.
Mike Sensata. Mm. That's so awesome that we were found.
I know.
Wild Style Network. Yeah. So thanks, everybody. Thanks for sticking with us. Thanks for being patient and waiting us out. Yeah. And we're happy to be here, and we're going to figure ourselves out here.
We're going to figure ourselves out. And I think we are going to aim, who God knows, during like the holiday season, but we're aiming for it like every other week.
Yeah.
Unless we have something really breaking to come in and tell you, and that'll be more than that. And a lot of that is up to John, JJDJ Entertainment, JJDJEntertainment.com for all of your entertainment needs.
At this time where I tell you all to wrap it up and let's go, I just got to go. Got to be kicked out.
You're going to kick us out?
Got stuff to do, people to see, gifts to give to Tracy. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. Oh, love you guys.
Get better, Tracy.
So nice to see you guys again.
Yeah. So good to see you and be back together.
Yay. Bye. I'm a lot less sweatier than any other.